Hi, beautiful humans. Today's episode sounds like bliss because we're chatting about reverence and play. Say hello to that exhale and to those goosebumps and to that moment of truth or beauty or generosity. Here we will explore struggles and celebrations and devotions, the stuff that life's made of. There will be deep thoughts, interrupted often by belly laughs, because that's also how life works. Some spoken word because, you know, sometimes nothing says it quite like a poem. Conversations with friends, new and old, and soul riffs straight out of my noggin and my heart and into your headphones. I am your host, Tara, and you're listening to Sounds Like Bliss. Welcome. Welcome back, beauties. So glad to have you back. We're at episode 5 now on the Sounds Like Bliss podcast. And we have some really wonderful energies that we're playing with today. Recently, here in this space, we've been exploring words that are their own worlds, and today is no difference. Reverence and play. And by now you might be thinking, Tara, what are we doing here? Why are we exploring these words in this way? Why are you taking one word or two words or three words and breaking them apart and giving them meaning and creating podcast episodes out of particular words? This will all become really clear to you in 2 episodes' time. So just hang in there, hang in there. I will remind you that really what I'm aiming to do here is to show you the depth at which you can imbue your life with meaning. Words have always meant a lot to me. I think back to myself as a little girl, always journaling, always writing songs and poems and scribbling on walls and, writing letters to friends. And so as a grown adult woman, as my relationship to words changes and evolves, I can see that it's not just a language that's in front of me. It is an ecology. It's like every word really is its own spirit. Okay, so let's dive straight in today. Let's explore this beautiful word, state of being, and expression that is reverence. I see reverence as life, as a living, breathing, active ritual. So reverence is not to me, it's not necessarily linked to a ritual, but it's living life ritualistically, you know, it's bringing a sense of the sacred to all that we do, remembering that everything is sacred, not just the moments when the oracle cards are out and the candles are lit and the cacao is warm and hot in your hands. You know, it's everything is sacred. It's the moment of conflict between yourself and someone that you care about. There's an opportunity there to bring reverence. There is reverence when we look out over a horizon. There is reverence when we look into the eyes of a child. The smallest and most subtle things often to me feel like the biggest and most reverent. I'm not sure if you're with me on that. Reverence brings meaning, depth, and profound love to whatever you offer it to. So reverence isn't just something that happens to you or something that comes knocking on your door. You bring it. You generate it. You offer it up into the person, into the environment, into the conversation, the circumstance. Isn't that incredible that you can bring that energy and offer it as an offering, into what you're experiencing? To me, it is a feeling of recognition and revelation at the same time. Have you ever had that feeling where, I know for me, this is particularly poignant when I'm on the earth, I've got my feet on the earth, I'm looking out at a vista or a landscape or the ocean, the horizon, or there may be a breeze, the sun is soft and warm. And both of those sensory things are happening at once. There's this recognition that I am that and I belong here. And there's also this revelation of, this is all such a miracle. What the fuck is going on? And to me, you know, those are the building blocks of reverence, recognition, revelation. My mentor, Hiro Boga, once said to me on one of our sessions that discipline does not outlast devotion. Many times discipline, what's driving it can be fear or willpower, but it is love that drives devotion. Love that drives devotion. Devotion inextricably linked with reverence. Do we focus too much on the give and miss the opportunity to receive life's boon, or the other way around? Something I want to ask you is, again, let's bring it back to nature, because this is just really present for me at the moment. When you are out in nature receiving that beauty and receiving that blessing, do you take a moment to offer your own blessings back? Do you take a moment to ask the earth, is there anything I can do for you today? Look at all that you give me. Look at all I receive. Is there anything I can do for you today? And oftentimes what I feel and what I sense is that the earth is really just so receptive to our gratitude and love. Reverence, connecting deeply with the natural world. And for me, this is the quickest way to hardwire my brain for gratitude, is to spend as much time as I can in the natural world. You know, I just got back from Hawaii, my friends, and it was outrageously, spectacularly beautiful. On one side of the Big Island, it is raw and feral and volcanic, and there is this beautiful, dried, spiky black lava. It spills down into the ocean side. And then on the other side, it's this lush, tropical, wet rainforest. I was staying in a cacao plantation. And then Maui, you just feel the timelessness of what it's like to be on that island, to be in that breeze, to feel the air, which is just perfectly skin temperature, you know, to watch those sunsets go down every single night in such spectacular fashion. The quickest way to hardwire the brain for gratitude is to get amongst that and to allow and to offer reverence to those moments. So that reciprocity of giving and receiving, for me, it really requires us to come into stillness. It really requires us to drop our awareness really into the body, into the density of our body. We can be in the world and of the world and looking around the world in such mind energy that we're really not in receivership of it. And I will always be an advocate of stillness and silence so that we can add more complexity to this gratitude, so that we can feel more of that love, more of that devotion, so that we can be more aware of our place within the miracle of all of this. Doesn't that sound good? So just in case you were thinking, oh, okay, God, Tara, like with the deep thoughts, really? Because, you know, I'm all about that. But I'm also all about the light work. So now we're going to talk about play. And just allow a smile to come onto your face for a second. Play. Welcome to the vibration of play. Play is an expression of your soul. It is not reserved for Play-Doh and sandcastles and Tonka trucks and Barbie dolls. You know, we're really redefining play and its role in our life and in our purpose and in the way that we love and the way that we live. To me, play is the light to reverence's depth. And this is why they pair so beautifully together. I really am an advocate for the deeper you go, like the more that you just plunge down into those depths, the higher that you can soar, you know? That's what I'm all about. So I'm very interested in living a deep life so that I can live lightly. Play is a state of being, just like all of these words. It's not just something that you do. It's not just a way that you behave. It's incredibly infectious. Infectious? Let's try contagious. That sounds a bit better. Play reminds us to dream, to leave room for spontaneity and for the joy that is rapturous. It invites us to take up more space in the world. You notice that play has a very expansive, outward moving energy. Take up more space, take up more space. But it's not convenient. It's not convenient, is it? A lot of us, when it comes to play and leaving room for play, whilst it feels like to me, if I feel into that sensation of play within my body, it always feels very spontaneous and yummy. But I need to create room for it because it's not convenient. There's a lot of stuff going on in life. We've all got lots of places to be and a lot of people to be there for and a lot of things to do. And so it's often these energies and these spirits like play that are cast aside whilst we get to that email, you know, and take that phone call and do that load of washing and take that trip and do what needs to be done. So it takes courage, and this comes back to the first word and world that we were exploring in this series. It takes courage to play in this world. It takes a great amount of audacity for you to commit to being happy and for that happiness to ripple out of you in a way that feels youthful, spontaneous, and playful. Play is an act of rebellion. Yeah. Yeah. It really is. It's an energy that is required, certainly for me, when we're bringing forth important work. Whenever I am in the throes of creation, I need to feel lit up. And I'm reminded by some words from my sis, Peter Kelly. She says, the fastest way to create is through lightness. So even if I'm creating or recording or jotting down ideas for a podcast episode that has some weight to it, that has some real feels to it, I still need to make room in my life to access that lightness, to draw it out of me. The contrast of that feels really beautiful and really creative in and of itself. Play gives your inner rebel stamina. It's like the trickster. It's the trickster. Because she's so spontaneous within you, this playful element, and because she's so committed to feeling wonderful, you can deliver more of your beautiful work to the world that we need and require from you. Whether that's just your energy, your love, your radiance, it allows you the stamina to provide more of that. Firstly, to you, what a great gift to offer yourself is your own playfulness, your own lightness, your own love, your own joy. But then, of course, to the world. And play leads, you know, warning, this comes with side effects, radiance, innocence, joy, juice, succulence, aliveness. So today, as we wrap up this short episode, explore the interplay between the energies and essences of reverence and play. Depth does not trump levity or vice versa. So notice how they create a divine momentum of motion, joy, and awe. Do the dance today, my friends. Do the dance. The interplay between reverence and play. That sounds like bliss to me. The 2019 experience of Rebels of Light is finally here. And she is so much more than a mentoring program. She is a way of being, a full-bodied, fully breathing code for living a truly powerful life, which has room for deep feeling, healing, and freedom. Through a combination of subtle and sensational stillness practices, monthly mentoring, group discussions, guest teachers, and weekly dares, a container will be created for you to alchemize your life like never before. She awaits your participation with anticipation, as I do. So head on over to tarabliss.com.au to reignite that rebellion within you. Friends, thank you for being here. Ooh, we're 5 episodes down and I'm feeling good, and I hope that you're feeling really good too. I appreciate your presence like you wouldn't believe. So as always, if you found value in today's podcast, I'd be so grateful if you would subscribe on iTunes and share this episode with your people. Use your social feed of choice. Of course, my favorite is Instagram, and you can tag me there at @Tara_Bliss. And if you're feeling particularly generous today, leaving a review on iTunes will help me get these sounds into even more eardrums, which is really important to me. So thank you so much for that. For episode show notes, resources, and updates on what I have on offer for you, jump on over to tarabliss.com.au/episode5. That's episode followed by the number 5. And subscribe to my notes straight to your inbox. Have a beautiful moment right here, right now. Bye-bye now.